welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. Happy Monday. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall. Monday.
There's so much stuff to talk about.
Must be Monday. He's all caffeined up.
I was going to say, I feel like I haven't seen you since last week, but I just saw you yesterday.
So I tell you yesterday.
Yeah.
Bright and early.
When we recorded our Mental Breakdown podcast.
Right. We did.
So that was a good program about visualization. Mm-hmm. And as we promised last week, this week we're going to start getting into, you know, we've been doing it for 3 weeks now. So this week we're going to start getting into some really mental health based stuff.
Right.
We'll continue to remind you about, you know, your daily routines, your daily goals and aspirations and things like that. But we're going to expand it a little bit and talk about some brain stuff.
You and I promised that a long time ago.
We did.
When we first started in this business, we said, you know, we really, as neuroscientists or neuropsychologists, we both have background and training in the human brain. And we always thought, you know, we really should, maybe the best thing that we can do is to translate this very complex information about the brain. Because what we were discouraged by is that some people oversimplify the brain. Some, especially the, you know, this common, you know, left brain, right brain, and
Learning styles.
You know, all that stuff.
All of which have really been proven not to be so important.
But some people oversimplify the brain, which really doesn't do it justice. And we always thought, you know, one of the things that we might, one service that we might provide is to translate these very complex brain functions into language that people can understand.
Yeah. Okay?
And that's sort of what we're sort of moving in that direction this week. So we're going to take some complex things, make them available.
Yes, because we have some great questions from listeners. We have some great articles and things like that that we're finding in the media. Mm-hmm. So we're going to use all that and just springboard right into the good stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
isn't this also Mental Health Week? I think it is.
Is it?
I think it might be.
It's because it's the new month. So I didn't look.
I think this is my calendar. I think this week is Mental Health Week.
Oh,
I think we'll check that and
make sure. We'll check that.
Remind us. Call in and remind us.
Well,
somebody check that out. Look it up. See if this is Mental Health Week and let us know.
Tweet me. Let me know.
Tweet him.
He doesn't know what that means.
I heard about tweets.
So today, on Mondays, our goal is to talk about getting your week started, getting your day started. And
get the week off to a good start.
What better way to start off not only the week, but start off, you know, sort of this new goal of talking a lot more about the brain and everything, than to talk about five ways to wake your brain up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Five ways to get your brain going, not just in the morning, but in general, just to keep it active and keep it moving.
A good way to begin the new week.
Yes.
And the new quarter. Remember we talked about the fourth quarter.
That's
this is the beginning of the fourth quarter.
That's right.
And we talked about that last week. Interesting thing. Also, there's a piece in yesterday's Lakeland Ledger about the fourth quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes. Our column yesterday, in the ledger.com, you can go there and read that column there.
Right. Yeah. Interesting perspective on the last 3 months of the calendar year. So
yes.
Take a look at that. But it's good to begin the week with how do you get your brain going, moving, dust it off, get the cobwebs out, get the weekend cobwebs out.
That's right. That's right. So there's five things. Now, you know what? We're going to jump right through the first three. Because the first three are the trinity, the trifecta that we always talk about, which is diet, exercise, and sleep.
Right.
Getting your brain to get going well in the morning, those three things are key aspects. I mean, if you get a good night's sleep, obviously, you're going to be rested and feeling good in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Eating a healthy, protein-rich breakfast is also a great way. You know, avoiding sugar, but eating a good protein-rich breakfast is another great way to get your brain going in the morning.
I had an aunt who used to eat pastries every morning. I mean, every single day she and her husband.
Imagine the crash that you have at
mid-morning. She must have been ready for a mega nap because that's what she considered that breakfast.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
But you go to some countries, like in Europe, it's ham and hard-boiled egg. It's like a massive lunch.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. So that's great. So eating a healthy breakfast.
Protein, for breakfast.
Yes.
Protein.
Yes. And the third thing, of course, is exercise. If you can get up and exercise in the morning. Now, exercising in the morning is very difficult for me. I just don't exercise well in the morning. For those of you who can, that's a great time. Is that when you can exercise?
I used to until I started working with you.
I'm not even going to respond to that.
Okay. You drag me in here when I should be out running.
Well,
I could only exercise in the morning. You said you couldn't?
Right.
Because your rhythms?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my biorhythms were I would get up and I'd work for a while, and then I'd get out and do my run about 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't run at night.
Yeah.
Felt slow and soggy and, yeah, couldn't do it.
Yeah, I did.
You're just the opposite.
I'm just the opposite.
Okay.
Which I think was what makes it tough for me to do races and things like that, because they're so early in the morning.
Yeah, they're always in the morning.
Yeah, my body's just like, what are you doing? You're supposed to
be... So you like running at night.
Yeah, I like running in the evening.
I could never do that.
So a good night's sleep, a good breakfast, and exercising in the morning, getting some movement in the morning is a great way to mm-hmm.
get going. Oxygen exchange. You know, you got to get that oxygen-rich blood to your cells to get them jump-started in the morning.
Right, right. So number four, the fourth way to get mm-hmm. yourself and get your brain going mm-hmm. in the morning is to stimulate the senses. And so listening to music, right. Turning the lights on. You know, some people, I know a few people who get up in the morning and they keep all the lights dim and you know, they're sledging around the house and it's like, turn the lights
still
on.
Sleep mode.
If you can, you know, if you're awake and the sun has already come up, open up the windows and so you get some light in,
get
some, you know, open the windows and get the breeze coming in so you feel outside, you sense the sun, you have the light, you have the sound of, you know, music and things like that playing, upbeat music preferably, not...
That's true, because if you stay in that quiet, dark, warm, you know, kind of environment, you're going to stay in, your body will sort of stay in sleep mode.
Right, right.
You have to wake it up by stimulating all of your senses.
Right,
right.
Okay. Right. So you get, and that, again... gets your brain stimulated, because when your body is stimulated, it's going to stimulate your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, it just gets you going, makes you more alert, makes you more aware and energetic. Your brain, because your brain is basically saying, hey, there's a lot going on. Right. Let's pay attention. Let's see what's happening. And let's interact with the world around us.
Right, right.
So number four is stimulating your senses. Number five is stimulating your cortex. All right, so we got our senses playing some music, having the windows open, turning the lights on, that doesn't really give you a lot to think about. And so what we want to do with number five is give you some things to think about. So we get the cortex, that little wrinkly part of our brain, what we really think about when we think of a brain, that wrinkly exterior,
right. mm-hmm.
That's really not that...
Just like bark of a tree.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the outside covering of the brain.
But yet it's such an important part of our brain as it relates to thinking and higher order decision making and that kind of stuff. So get your cortex working.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, some of these things are things that we know traditionally, because we see sort of those caricatures of life a long time ago where, you know, dad's sitting at the breakfast table, you know, eating a good breakfast, and he's reading the newspaper or he's doing a crossword puzzle and those kinds of things. Those things get your cortex working, and again, just wakes your brain up.
But when you wake it up, because the other part of this is you want to get off to a positive start.
Right.
Okay. And frequently people will get up in the morning and they'll turn on TV programs that actually put them in a bad mood.
Yeah.
You know, you start hearing about all the disasters or all the negatives. And so we knew a woman once who listened to talk radio, the angry talk radio.
Right.
And she would listen to it in the morning. And by the time we would see her at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, she was under a full head of steam.
Cranky.
And was angry as she could be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stimulate your senses with anger-producing information.
Right.
Remember, you not only want to stimulate your senses, but you want to stimulate them with something that will be positive and uplifting, because you want to get your day off to a good start. And being angry isn't a good way to get your day off to a good start.
Absolutely.
Do that later on in the day if you need to, but don't start your day by being angry.
Absolutely. So you start off, you know, again, reading the newspaper, reading the comic strip. Doing a crossword puzzle, doing a Sudoku puzzle, you know, those kinds of things. I start out the day with, I have a few games on apps on my phone, and I'll play a few games on my phone or something just to kind of get things going, make me think.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, very neutral, very benign, nothing emotive.
That's right.
It's just something to get me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that when I do that for just a little bit in the morning, you know, ideas and things start generating much better when I'm thinking about things.
Right, right.
So five things: exercise, good, well, we'll start with a good night's sleep, good breakfast, exercise, stimulating your senses, and stimulating your cortex. Right. Those five things, easy things to do in the morning. We're not really talking about adding a whole lot to your life, not really talking about really shifting and making big adjustments to anything.
Right.
Just little tweaks that you can do to really get your brain going in the morning so that you start off, like you said, on a positive step, and you get your day going in the way that you want it to go.
Right, right. Yeah, don't start off angrily, you know, yelling at your children and being angry with things, and move it in a positive direction.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. If it's a challenge to wake your kids up in the morning, try maybe to go to sleep a little bit earlier so you can get up a little bit earlier.
Get up a little
and
earlier.
You can do your thing before you have to have that battle.
That's right.
And that will get your brain in the mindset of a little bit of positivity, a little bit of good, you know, moving in a good direction, and then get your day going from there.
Because we all know if you sleep in a little bit and then everybody's rushing around, what a horrible day that is. So we want to do it just the opposite. You know, get up a little early. Move into your day gradually, get everything stimulated, get everything working.
Absolutely. Okay?
And get your day off to a good start.
Perfect. So, all right.
Bye.
Give that a try. I know, you know, if you're listening to this, it's probably too late today. You probably already made it through.
Oh, it's almost 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if they're listening to it, though, that means that they've already been up and I probably won't get it's 8 o'clock now, but it probably won't get posted until... Well, who knows how fast it will get posted? Because, man, I'm working on my second cup of coffee right now, so I'm feeling good.
We're having trouble with our IT department.
IT. All right. So have a good try with that. Let us know how it works for you. If you have any other ideas, let us know. And we'll go from there.
What do you use to get your day off to a good start?
Yeah,
let us know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a terrific day. Give it a shot. Have a great day. Have a good day at work. And we will see you bright and early tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. And
fourth day of October.
October 4th will be tomorrow, yeah. Today's October 3rd. Just flying by. All right. Have a great day.
Guys, have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.